From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The Taliban has released an audio message from new leader Mullah Akhtar Mansour intended to reassure Taliban leaders, elders, clerics, and scholars that the Taliban jihad will continue until the Islamic system is brought to Afghanistan. Mansour says all decisions will be taken in light of the Islamic law to be at war or peace talks, and advised his followers not to pay attention to rumors being spread about the Taliban campaign. Mansour says the Taliban leadership will make all efforts to maintain internal unity at all cost. He said Mullah Omar gave him all the responsibilities while he was still alive, so he's simply continuing with the mission as instructed by the late leader. Mansour's emphasis on maintaining unity in the Taliban ranks gives credence to reports that his appointment has caused rifts in the Islamic insurgent group. Earlier Saturday, the Taliban denied reports of the death of Jalaluddin Haqqani, the founder of the Haqqani Network. Family members of the late al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden were among four people killed Friday in a private jet crash near London, according to a Saudi ambassador. British and Saudi media reports said three passengers were relatives of the late al-Qaeda leader. The pilot also died in the crash. The Saudi ambassador to the UK used the embassy's official Twitter account to offer condolences to the bin Laden family without confirming their identities. Police said the executive jet crashed into a parking lot near a car auction site and burst into flames while trying to land at Blackbush Airport. This is VOA News. Negotiations on a major trade deal have ended for now without agreement. At a news conference late Friday, U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman says the 12 nations involved have made significant progress and are more confident than ever that a deal is within reach. Negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership have been underway for years, and the deal was thought to be close to completion. This week, trade ministers gathered in Hawaii to move the complex deal forward. The TPP could cover 40% of the global economy. No date has been set for the next meeting on the agreement, but the trade minister said work on resolving the problem areas will go forward. Security issues will be a focal point for Secretary of State John Kerry as he meets with Egyptian officials in Cairo this weekend on the first leg of a five-nation tour of the Middle East and Southeast Asia. A senior State Department official said the U.S. is deeply concerned about unrest in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. Indians and Bangladeshis are celebrating the end of a 68-year state of limbo for tens of thousands of people living along the porous border joining the two nations. At 1 minute after midnight Saturday local time, India and Bangladesh exchanged more than 150 islands of territory, Bangladeshi territory in India and Indian territory in Bangladesh, isolated since independence from British colonial rule in 1947. Residents were granted citizenship in the country of their choice, giving them legal access to schools, medical services, and public facilities for the first time. Celebrants prayed, sang, and lit candles as the nearly seven-decade division was wiped out on Saturday, the result of a new border agreement signed by Dhaka and New Delhi in June. Well, a group of investigators are in France to examine part of a plane's wing to determine if it's from the Malaysia Airlines flight that vanished last year. Lau Chong Lai is Malaysia's transport minister.
We have sent two teams, one team to France, another team to the Reunion Island, to look for more debris and more wreckage at the island.
The section of wing called a flapperon was discovered on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion on Wednesday. Ebola experts are hailing the development of a highly effective Ebola vaccine, but they're cautioning that widespread availability of the vaccine is still months away. World Health Organization expert Marie-Paul Kenny told reporters that the vaccine may indeed avert major epidemics in the future, but warned it will be a while longer before the shot is approved by regulators. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.